Ukraine security issue.
On June 21st, the 118th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported continuing Russian attacks on Ukrainian positions in the Donbas and an increase in the number and intensity of missile strikes on cities and villages in the southern regions. On Monday, the Russians fired as many as 14 missiles within 3 hours, causing massive destructions and civilian casualties. Dozens of private houses and apartment buildings, industrial facilities, crops in the fields and even a cemetery were on fire. On Tuesday morning, there were powerful explosions in Mykolaiv. Ganna Zamazieva, head of the Mykolaiv Region Council, said that 15 civilians had been injured over the past 24 hours. Towns and villages in the Ukraine-controlled parts of the Kherson and Zaporizhia region are also constantly shelled. The Russians use incendiary shells and bombs banned by international law. The neighboring Odessa region also remains under indiscriminate fire, although there is no military action there. Serhiy Bratchuk, spokesman for the Odessa Region Military Administration, explains that Russian missiles strike by the use of hard-to-hit supersonic missiles and doesn't rule out a Russian landing operation on the Black Sea shore in the region.
Обстріли, як і попередні, вони до нас летіли з території тимчасово окупованого Криму. Ми говоримо про ракети типу «Онікс», надзвукова ракета, тому не завжди.
As before, the missiles were fired from the occupied Crimean Peninsula. There were «Онікс» supersonic missiles. Our air defense isn't always able to shoot them down, but yesterday they shot down several.
Говоримо про постійний ризик і ймовірність висадки морського десанту, але найголовніше, що сьогодні у ворога немає жодної.
Otherwise, there could have been a lot more destruction. There also remains the risk of landing operation, but we believe the Russians don't have enough forces for it. They don't even have tactical successes on land or in the air, said Serhiy Bratchuk. Ukraine's regions that border on Russia remain under constant fire. Almost every day, villages in the Chernihiv and Sumy regions are struck by shells and missiles fired from Russian territory and bombed by Russian UAVs. But the tensest situation is at the Eastern Front. Alexei Nihubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration, reported new civilian casualties caused by Russian shelling since Monday, 3 dead and 7 wounded. According to him, Russian shells destroyed a school and transport depot in Kharkiv, and a powerful missile struck the city subway, damaging several trains and wounding one civilian. In the Donbas, where Russia threw all of its reserves, the embattled city of Severodonetsk, Luhansk region, remains the hottest spot. Since Russian troops broke into the city 3 weeks ago, they have only managed to take the larger part of it at the cost of tremendous losses. The Russian command has deployed additional troops and equipment several times to beef up its forces there. Severodonetsk is the crucial point of the Ukrainian defense. The Russians keep storming it while being unable to attack in other sectors. According to Petro Chernik, the next several days are likely to be decisive for Severodonetsk and subsequently for the further course of the war. He doesn't rule out a retreat from the city. We have to realize the fact that from the very start, the enemy declared the recognition of the so-called People's Republics. They will do everything they can to occupy the entire territory of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions up to the administrative borders, first of all of the Luhansk region. A withdrawal from Severodonetsk to much better defensive positions in the neighboring town of Lysychansk across the river is absolutely logical, but as long as a so-called operative window is open for supplying our troops with weapons and munition, they should keep fighting, said Petro Chernik. In the occupied, blocked and totally destroyed Azovport city of the Mariupol, its residents with diabetes are in a catastrophic situation as Ukraine is unable to deliver insulin and other medicines. According to Petro Andriushenko, because of the absence of insulin, local surgeons perform between 3 and 5 amputations of gangrenous limbs every day. There are more than 100,000 people trapped in the city. They have no access to drinking water. The occupiers hand out water once a week and the people have to wait to 8 hours in long queues. There is a bad shortage of food. There is no electricity. There is no gas. The water supply and sewerage systems are out of order, Andriushenko said. In the Kyiv region that was liberated in early April, law enforcers still find bodies of civilians shot and tortured to death by the Russian invaders. As of June 21st, according to Kyiv region police chief Andriy Nebitov, 1,332 bodies have been found. Most of them were shot on purpose, he told Ukrainian radio. In the Kyiv region alone, we have opened more than 3,000 criminal cases to investigate crimes committed by the Russian invaders, said Andriy Nebitov. The number of Ukrainian children killed and wounded by Russians continues to grow. According to the latest report from the Prosecutor General's office, they have killed 323 children and wounded 587. The youngest victims were 23 days, 6 weeks and 3 months old. Also, approximately 10,000 Ukrainian children have lost their parents.